for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2005 Midwinter Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Tuesday afternoon, December the 27th, 2005. The speaker of the afternoon is Dr. William Null, speaking on pride.
Lord, we thank you and we praise you and we bless you and we glorify you, Lord. Well, y'all stand with me in prayer, please. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Come, Lord Jesus. Now, Jesus, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, Lord, we thank you and we praise you and we bless you and we glorify you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Just touch us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come before you now, Lord, and we ask you to open the word to us, Lord. To open our ears that we might hear it, Lord, and our hearts that we might receive it, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, it will come down, Lord, and by our crop 30, 60, or 100-fold, that this word shall find good soil and shall bear crop, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We bind the enemy now. We bind the spirits of stupor. We bind the spirits of disattentiveness. We bind the spirits of ill-attentiveness and sleepiness. We bind all the deaf and dumb spirits that will try to interfere with the people hearing the word. In the name of Jesus, Satan, this word's fallen on good soil. You shall not steal it. In Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I have talked about pride before. And we've talked about the fruit that pride bears in your life. And that pride is an Amorite spirit. It says that children of rejection, your mother was a Hittite, and your father was an Amorite. It says in Ezekiel 16. But I had a different teaching this morning for the men. I was going to, originally intended to talk about something else today. But God said I need to talk about this again. So, the men are going to hear something you've heard already. Maybe it'll be a little different, I don't know. But we'll see what God does with it. Open your Bibles to Proverbs 16:18. In Proverbs 16:18 it says, pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit.
Before tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
This is the 2005 Midwinter Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Tuesday afternoon, December the 27th, 2005. The speaker of the afternoon is Dr. William Null, speaking on pride.
Should this for any reason be defective, please explain and return for replacement.
For a fall. And so we find that pride is a haughty spirit. It is a spiritual force. It is also something that comes out of the soul. It's a soulish force. And it's an earthly force. It comes from the earth. It comes out of the soul. Out of your selfishness. Your self-centeredness. Your narcissistic tendencies. Narcissist. Of course, means self-worship. The word comes from Greek mythology. Narcissus was a beautiful spirit, Greek god, and a beautiful nymph named Echo fell in love with Narcissus. But Narcissus was so self-centered that he ignored Echo, and she pined away till there was nothing left but her voice. And this made some of the gods mad, and so they put a curse on Narcissus. And he fell in love with his reflection in a pool of water. And he loved his own reflection, and he pined away and died. And then a daffodil grew up where he died. And that's the reason it's called a Narcissus. But so a narcissistic spirit is one of vain self-worship. And it flows out of pride and it flows out of fear. But today we're going to talk about something different. We're going to look at it from a different standpoint. Pride was the original sin. And let's look at Isaiah 14. And if you men will bear with me, I think that's God has given me a little something a little different to show in this. Let's look at Isaiah 14. And here in Isaiah 14 you will see the rebellion of a beautiful angel, a cherub named Lucifer. In Isaiah 14:12 it says, "How you fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning." Now, Lucifer means day star or light bearer. Now, the day star was a planet that comes up right before, that's on the horizon right before sunrise. And it reflects the light of the sun, and so it's very brilliant. It becomes almost like daylight. And in the desert countries, this is very startling, very striking. And it's the light bearer. Now, matches at one time were called Lucifers because when you struck the match, you got a light. And if you read David Copperfield, they called them Lucifers. They called them Lucifers when I was a child. I can remember somebody saying, "You got a Lucifer on them." They wanted a match to light their cigarette. A kitchen match was called a Lucifer 70 years ago. And so he's a light bearer. "How you cut down the morning, you who weaken the nations, for you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation on the furthest side of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High." And so here Lucifer decides that he wants to be like God, which is the same sin that he told Eve, "If you eat of the forbidden fruit, you will be like God." Now, if you turn over to Ezekiel, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel. And let's go to Ezekiel chapter 28. And this is part of a prophecy made to the king of Tyre. And if you'll notice, he is not talking to a human being. He's talking to a cherub, which is singular of cherubim, with the angels around the throne of God. They have the angels who support the foundation, who support the sea, the pavement, and they are winged creatures. And they carry the throne. The throne moved. If you read Ezekiel 1, Ezekiel 10, you'll see a description of it. It's a portable throne. And so here he makes this statement. Let's start reading in verse 12. "Son of man, take up a lamentation against the king of Tyre and say, thus says the Lord God." Already speaking to this cherub. "You were the seal of perfection, full of wisdom, perfect in your beauty. You were in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering. The sardis, the topaz, the diamond, the beryl, the oxus, the jasper, the sapphire, the topaz, the emerald with gold." Now we know that Satan was in there as a snake. But we never knew he was in there as a beautiful creature. "The workmanship of your tendrils and pipes was prepared for you on the day you were created." That speaks of music and praise. And most people believe he was a praise leader. "You were the anointed cherub who covered." And he covered the throne of God, reflected his glory. "I established you on the holy mountain of God. You walked back and forth in the midst of the fiery stone." And the fiery stones are described in Ezekiel chapter 1 and chapter 10, if you want to go back and read it. It's very interesting. "You were perfect in the way you were created, until iniquity was found in you. Now, the New King James says, the abundance of your trading. The Old King James says, by your merchandising. And that word means to sell by talking. And it's the same root that you get with talebearer, gossip. He was able to go around and seduce one-third of the angels into joining him in rebellion. You became filled with violence within, and you sinned. I cast you as a profane thing out of the mountain of God. I destroyed you, O covering cherub, from the midst of the fiery stones. Your heart was lifted up, was proud, because of your beauty. You corrupted your wisdom for the sake of your splendor. I cast you to the ground. I lay you before kings that they may gaze at you. Now, part of this has been fulfilled and part has not. Okay? We know that Satan is still appears as an angel of light, that he stands at the right hand of, he stands at the left hand of God, accusing you day and night. It says so in Revelation. He's called the accuser of the brethren. Now, in the Old Testament, he is called Satan, and he's also called Satan in the New Testament. In the New Testament, he's called the devil, Diabolos, which means the resister or the slanderer. In the Old Testament, Satan means resister, opposer. It also means liar and slanderer. And so he's resisting you, and he's lying about you. He is the father of lies. But his original sin was not rebellion. It was pride because of his beauty. And this is verified in 1 Timothy 3:6. 1 Timothy 3:6 says, here he's talking about an overseer, a bishop. It says bishop, but the word is overseer. Not a novice or a new convert, lest being puffed up with pride, he fall in the same condemnation as the devil. And so we find that the first sin was pride. And he appealed to Adam and Eve's pride to be like God. Pride will cause you to be ambitious. It says in Daniel 5 that Nebuchadnezzar became ambitious. And because of this, he was cut down and sent to graze with the sheep and the cattle for 7 years. And then he was restored to the throne. And when his grandson came to the throne, he had the gall to send down and get the... He had a drunken brawl, and he had the gall to send down and get the holy vessels out of the temple in Jerusalem that his grandfather had taken for his concubines and wives and nobles to drink wine out of. And because of this, God sent the hand that wrote upon the wall. Said, your days have been numbered. You've been measured and found wanting. Your days have been numbered, and your kingdom is divided among the Medes and the... It comes out of an evil heart. Now look in Mark chapter 7. Lots of things come out of the evil heart. Mark chapter 7. Verse 20, and he said, what comes out of a man that defiles a man? And from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lewdness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile a man. And so pride is within your heart. Now the heart in Greek, that word is cardia. And it means the innermost being. It caused you to be self-righteous. In Luke 8, the parable of the publican and the Pharisee. 8:11. And the Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself. God, I thank you I'm not like other men. Extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even this tax collector. And the tax collector, the publican, stood far off, could not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and said, God, be merciful to me, a son. And so, it'll make you self-righteous. And it was the sin of Sodom. And if you'll turn to Ezekiel chapter 16, which is a Luke 18. Yes, I'm sorry. Look at Ezekiel chapter 16. Now, Ezekiel chapter 16 is a prophecy to Jerusalem, which is a type of the church today. And if you read this, you'll see this is written to the church today. It had a fulfillment in Ezekiel's time, but it also had a fulfillment in our time today. It's Old Testament prophecy, which frequently had an immediate fulfillment, then a fulfillment in the future. Look, this was the iniquity of your sister Sodom. She and her daughter had pride, fullness of food, abundance of idleness, neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and needy. This, she was proud, had fullness of food, and abundance of idleness. And those three things apparently give rise to a set of sin known as sodomy. And you will see it in our nation today. Our nation is prosperous. Even the poorest of the poor are prosperous by third world standards. By third world standards, they're prosperous. And we do not strengthen the hand of the poor and needy. And so, we see a rise today. Okay. But the sin was pride. And so what will it do to you? It'll harden your mind. We spoke in Daniel 5:20. Nebuchadnezzar was warned by a vision from God of a tree being chopped down. And it's in chapter 5 of Daniel, 4 and 5. You go read it. It's an excellent prophecy. And Daniel said, repent from your pride, so these things won't come on you. But Nebuchadnezzar walked on the roof of his castle and said, look at this, I control the whole world. By the strength of my hand, I've accomplished all of this. And so the watchers, the angels said, well, yep. And they struck him down. And he went crazy and ate grass with the ox in the fields for 7 years. But at the end of 7 years, he held up his head and acknowledged God. Acknowledged that there was no God but the God of Israel. And God restored him to his throne. But it hardened his heart. That pride hardened his heart. And he wound up being humbled. Being abased. He was abased for a while. Praise you. Let's look at, well, hinder you coming to God. Let's look at Psalms 10:4. The wicked in his proud countenance does not seek God. God is in none of his thoughts. The proud man feels that he is self-sufficient unto himself, and he don't need God. Matter of fact, if he's saved, he feels like he did God a favor getting saved. Feels like God got a pretty good deal when he got saved. And some of us in this room felt that way. That God got a pretty good deal when we got saved. And we thought we had that Christian walk down pretty good. Until God dealt with us. And if he hadn't dealt with you, he will. If you feel that you did God a favor getting saved, or if you feel like God got a real good deal when he got you, then God's going to deal with you. You better repent of it and come to God and say, oh, God, I'm grateful I'm saved, Lord. That's pride. And it will harden your heart and will deceive you. Let's look at Jeremiah 49. It's a prophecy against the Ammonites. Remember I told you that the word Ammonite meant proud or lifted up. Pride. The Ammonites lived in the mountains. They were mountain dwellers. Let's look at 49:16. And it says, your fierceness, or the fierceness of your pride, has deceived you, the pride of your heart. You who dwell in the clefts of the rocks, who hold the height of the hill, though you make your nest as high as an eagle, I will bring you down from there, says God. They were so proud, they had their forts up on high hills, and they said, nobody can take us. We up. And they were proud, lifted up. But God, if you remember, in Joshua, they were the kings of the Ammonites that hid in the cave. And Joshua sealed the mouth of the cave, so he'd run the army off, and he came back, and he pulled them all out, and he had the men put their foot on his neck. And so, we will do today to the children of pride, or the princes of pride. It leads to ruin. And we've quoted Proverbs 16:18. Haughty spirit goes before fall. Pride goes before fall, and a haughty spirit. Pride is listed in James 4:4, starting with James 4:4. And y'all have heard me talk about this verse before. I've witnessed talking about this verse. But let's look at it again. James 4:4 starts, it says, adulterers and adulteresses, don't you know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever wants to make himself a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. You notice God puts that in a sexual connotation. Isn't that interesting? Do you think that the Scripture says in vain, the Spirit who dwells in us yearns our jealousy? But therefore he gives more grace, he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Psalm 138:6 says, God gives grace to the humble, but the proud he puts far off, for King James says he observes from afar. One of the modern translations says he puts far off. Proud he puts far off. It's an abomination to him. He considers it wickedness. Okay. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And a lot of people will quote this verse, submit to God, resist the devil. They will quote, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. But they don't quote the rest of it. God resists the proud. That word resist there means standing in full battle armor against. But gives grace, merited, unmerited favor, to the humble. Because of this, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. Draw near to God, and he'll draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament, mourn, and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of God, and he will lift you up. I've told this story before, but maybe some of you haven't heard it. About 20 years ago, a young man came into our church, and he was a gifted musician. And he wanted to be on the praise team. But the praise leader had a check in her spirit and told her he'd have to wait a while. And so he went to a lady who had a musical family and said, I'd like, let's hold a prayer and praise session in your basement. And so they had one. They were inviting all these people. And they were inviting people from my prayer group, some of my deliverance workers. And the pastor asked me if I would go over and provide elder oversight. And so I went over there, and it was in the middle of December, and it was below zero. And I pulled up, and I could hear them praising when I got out of the car. And I went in, went down in the basement where they were, and there must have been 15 or 20 people down there. And they were jumping around and shouting and hollering and praising, but there was something wrong. It just didn't feel right. And there was just something there. They were singing all the appropriate charismatic songs, and they were shouting and hollering, but there was something wrong. Didn't feel right. I had just a check there. And so I sat down over in the corner, and I began to pray, and God gave me this verse. He said, get up and read this verse. Now you think about going into somebody's house where they're all jumping around and praising God and shouting and hollering, and you get up and say, you adulterers and adulteresses. And I read this whole verse all the way down to verse 10. Humble yourselves in the sight of God, and he will lift you up. And I stood there and looked at them, and they looked at me, and I looked at them, and I thought they were going to stone me, you know. And then Pat's house. She hit a chord on a guitar, and she said, all I want to hear and hear is repenting and lamenting. I told them if they didn't humble themselves, I said, they were in the flesh. If they didn't humble themselves, all they were going to do was raise up the flesh. And she hit that chord, and everybody got out, and God sent a spirit of repentance in that place. And everybody began to weep and cry. And after about 10 or 15 minutes, I got up and began to lead praise. Now, if y'all ever heard me sing, I sang off key, and I can't carry a tune, but I got up and I started, and they got up and we began to praise God, and then somebody in the back of the room began to shout, my God, He's healed me. And then people began to get healed, and people got conviction, and this girl that I've been working with for deliverance, you know, and she came and said, I've got to talk to you. And I was having a hard time. She would pull out of the, she would come in and she wanted prayer, and then she would leave and she wouldn't come in, and she just was having a hard time, and she said, I've got to talk to you. So we'll talk. She said, listen, I can talk to you in here. Went up in the living room. Wasn't good enough. We had to go out in my car. And it was cold. I'd cut the car on, you know. And then she confessed all this sin, you know. And so I prayed for her. And she was weeping. And I looked out and I had three more people standing outside of my car in this below zero weather, like the confessional, you know, to get in to talk to me. I mean, we had an outpouring of God's Spirit, man. I'm telling you, that little young lady, she turned her life around, and She's a youth pastor in the Assembly of God Church today. Her husband's a pastor, and she's a youth pastor. And it, praise you, Lord Jesus. And so and I went back in, and we prayed for people. And the lady that was shouting had had a laryngectomy. And her larynx had been taken out for cancer of the larynx. And she just had a tube, a trachea that she... And God had restored her larynx. She had no scar. It was hard for me to believe. I asked her to get a letter from the doctor. But the doctor was in Kansas City or someplace, and she didn't want to go back to him. She just wanted to be, she was grateful she was healed. But God had restored that woman's larynx. I tell you this story to tell you, you see, I had no idea. I didn't pray for that woman's healing. All I did was be obedient to the Word of God. I've told you, I've seen lots of miracles. And they always happen in obedience to doing, to following the Spirit. And sometimes you think you might get stoned doing it, or you might get rejected, and but if you hear Him and you step out, God will honor it. It might bring a little tribulation for you, but He will honor it. Now, pride. He says you got to humble yourself, folks. You see, it wasn't the thing I did. I can't say that I had anything to do with that lady getting healed other than I was obedient to God. I mean, do such miracles happen as a result of that? Simple act of obedience. Now, if I hadn't been willing to do it, He'd have sent somebody else who was. One day I was up here. We had morning prayer meeting. And when we got through, it was 9 o'clock, and Ronnie was getting ready. I don't think Ronnie was here. Then was somebody else. They getting ready to close the chow line, you know. And I was tired, and I was hungry. And I said, and I was getting ready. I wanted to go eat. And I said, well, let's go eat, Doc. And I looked back on the back row back there. There was a lady sitting back there by herself. And I felt that I should go back and speak to her. Didn't hear a voice. It was just a knowing that I should go back and speak to her and see if she needed prayer. And I said, oh, she'd want prayer. She should have come up here. I'm hungry. They're going to close the chow line. And I wanted to go so bad, but I looked back. I said, no. So I walked back there, and I spoke to her, and I said, ma'am, do you need something? And she said, well, I'm just sitting here. I said, would you like prayer? Would you like prayer? That would be all right. And I didn't have any anointing. So I started with a generic prayer. You know, one of those formulas that Chris was talking about. And as I began to pray, I heard something growl. Ooh, what is that? And that thing riled up and manifested. And Irma came over and said, this is her husband. He has authority over this. Let him pray for her. He's a pastor. And that thing laughed at him. Just cackled and laughed at him. I said, sir, why don't you go over there and sit down over yonder and just sort of hold out your hand and pray in tongues and let me pray for this thing. Well, I've got authority. You don't sound like you've got authority over this. Laughing at you. and mocking you. You go on over and sit down. Well, he was tried for about 5 minutes. And so he went over and sat down. And it was a word of faith demon called Faith Only. And they were word of faith pastors. And I cast it out of him, too. But the point of this whole story was, I asked her, why were you sitting back here? She said, my husband didn't believe in deliverance. Why did he? You know. And he forbid me to come to prayer meeting, but he told me I could come and sit on the back row. And God told me if I'd come sit on the back row, he would send someone to pray for me. I almost missed it. I wanted to go. But if I hadn't, God would have raised up someone else. Because he promised her. If I hadn't, he would have sent someone. But being obedient to God brings miracles. That his name might be glorified. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Deliver me from formulas. Let me hear your word. Now, this spirit of pride got a lot of children. Now, I'm going to tell you something that I feel. This is Bill Null now, okay? This is what I feel, the way I see pride. And we said that the original sin was pride, didn't we? Now, that was the ruler spirit over Satan, and it was the ruler spirit over Adam and Eve when they partook of the forbidden fruit. Was their pride. They rejected the word of God in their pride and they ate. That was the spirit manifested. Now, the first time that pride is mentioned, sin is mentioned in the Bible. And when they yielded to that spirit, sin entered their body. Romans 6 says, as a result of the disobedience of one man, sin and death entered the world. Entered him and entered the world. Okay? Sin and death came in. That's Romans 6. Now, the first time the word sin is mentioned in the Bible is in the sacrifice of Cain. Cain brought the fruit of the ground that he had harvested. Abel brought the lamb and the blood and the fat, which pleased God. Showing that God knew. And so, but Abel brought the work of his hands. He brought his produce. And God did not accept it. And he said to him, and Cain looked a little discouraged and downcast. And God said to him, why are you downcast? If you do what is right, if you do what I've told you to, you will be accepted. But in his pride, you know, he knew that he should have taken that grain and bought a lamb and sacrificed that. But he wouldn't. He sacrificed what he had. He earned this. This is the work of his hands. It says good enough. And so God said to him, if you do what's right, you will be accepted. If you don't, sin crouches or lies, but that word could be translated crouch. It was of an animal ready to spring at the door. He wants to rule over it, but you should master it. Now, that word sin comes from an Acacian root, rasmusus, which means demon. I read this in three commentaries. And I called my son, who was a scholar at Cambridge at the time, and I said, Ashley, is this Acacian root, rasmusus, does that mean demon? I told him about it. He said, well, I don't know, Dad. I am not an expert on Acacian, but I have a friend who is. And Acacian is the root language of the Semitic languages of Hebrew and Armenian and the Semitic languages. And so he went and talked to this young man who was an expert in Acacian, and he called me back. And he said, Dad, you remember when I took you through the Museum of Natural History in London and we went through the Assyrian section? I said, oh, yeah, I remember that. And it had all these, man, that's the most oppressive thing I've been through. And it had all these winged animals in there, these idols and so forth. And he said, you remember those funny-looking little things with funny heads and wings and four legs? I said, you mean like the gargoyles on the Masonic temple? He said, yep, that's it. Those are the Rasmuses. And they were guardian spirits around the buildings. And they guard the buildings. And they were benevolent to you if you had made an adequate sacrifice to the god that to the demon that controlled them, the demon god that controlled them. But they were mean to you.
You know what I'm trying to say. To you, if you had not made an adequate sacrifice.
This dead, that word means demon. Isn't that interesting? And so I talked to Norman Parrish. I said, you believe that the original sin that came in is a demon? He says, it's a demon. We ought to be able to cast it out. You can't cast it out. He said, no, you sure can't cast it out. But the evidence there is there in Scripture. And so then I was reading Job, and I was praying about it and working on pride, and God gave me, I felt, to read Job again. And so I read Job, which is right before Psalms 42, 41. And in Job 41, it says, can you draw out Leviathan with a hook? Can you snare his tongue with a line, which you lower? Can you put a reed through his nose or pierce his jaw with a hook? Will he make many supplications to you? Will he speak softly to you? Will he make a covenant with you? Will you take him as a servant forever? Will you play with him as with a bird? Will you lease him for your maidens? Will your companions make a banquet of him? Will they apportion him among the merchants? Can you fill his skin with harpoons or his head with fishing spears? Lay your hand on him. Remember the battle. Never do it again. Indeed, any hope of overcoming him is false. No one be overwhelmed at the sight of him. No one is so fierce that he dare stir him up. Who is able to stand against me? Who has preceded me that I should pay him? Everything under heaven is mine. I will not conceal his limbs, his mighty power, or his grateful portions. Who can remove his outer coat? Who can approach him with a double bridle? Who can open the doors of his face with all his terrible teeth? His rows of scales or his pride, shut so tightly as with a seal. One is so near another that no air can come between them. They are joined one to another. They stick together and cannot be parted. His sneezing flashed forth light. His eyes are like eyelids in the morning. Out of his mouth go burning and light. Sparks of fire shoot out. Smoke goes out of his nostrils. As for a boiling pot and rushing weeds, his breath kindles coals, and a flame goes out of his mouth. Strength dwells in his neck. Stiff-necked. The flows of his flesh are joined together. They are firm on him and cannot be moved. His heart is hard as stone, even harder than a low millstone. When he raises himself up, the mighty are afraid because of his crashings there beside themselves. Though a sword reaches him, it cannot avail, nor does a spear or a dart or a javelin. He regards iron as straw and bronze as rotten wood. An arrow cannot make him flee. Sling stones become like stubble to him. Darts are regarded as straw. He laughs at the threat of the javelin. His undersides are sharp as potsherds. He spreads pointed marks in the mire. He makes the deep boil like a pot. He makes the sea like a pot of ointment. He leaves a shining wake behind him. One would think the deep has white hair. On the earth, there's nothing like him, which is made without fear. He beholds every high thing. He is the king over all the children of pride. And so here we have Leviathan. And I really sort of feel like the original sin, pride, is Leviathan. You can't cast him out. He's always there. You can't bridle him. You can't do anything with him. But God can. He made him. And he promises in Leviticus
26:19 that he will break his power. If you will humble yourself and confess the sins, your sins and the sins of your ancestors. Leviticus 16:19 says, I will break the pride of your power. And then he says, but if they confess 40, if they confess their iniquity and the iniquity of their fathers with their unfaithfulness in which they were unfaithful to me and have walked contrary to me and I walked contrary to them and brought them to the land of the enemies, if their uncircumcised hearts are humble and they accept the punishment of their iniquity, the New King James says, accept their guilt. I will remember my covenant with Jacob, my covenant with Isaac, my covenant with Abraham. I will remember, and I'll remember the land. So let's look at the children of pride. Now, pride, what you've got there, you've got Leviathan, and he is the king of the children of pride. Who are the children of pride? Well, I have listed a few here with their manners, their scriptures. Envy, James 3:14. Scornful, Proverbs 3:34. Mockery, lofty looks, Isaiah 2:11, 5:18, Jeremiah 48:29. Bragging and boastful, 1 Peter 5:5. Stiff-necked, stubborn, obstinate, Nehemiah 9:16 and 29, I think. Gossip, Proverbs 21:23, 24. As a proud and haughty man, scorner is his name. Scorners are gossip. Contention, 13, Proverbs 13:10. Egotistical, scorner, will not hear correction, is uncorrectable. Holier than thou, a Pharisee attitude, the self-righteous Pharisee in Luke 18. Vanity. Arrogant, dictatorial, controlling, overbearing, domineering, 1 Peter 5:3-5. Self-assertive, superior, forward, Proverbs 3:32. Those are all the children of pride. Deception, lying, boasting, evangelistic talk. You know what evangelistic talk is? How many folks came to prayer meeting last night? Oh, man, we had 15 folks there. Had five. And fish stories, you know, like your fish stories. How long was the fish you caught? Those are all the children of pride. They all have different names, different signs and symptoms, but they're all spirits. And they support pride. Pride supports them. They are the leaves of pride. Rebellion, stubbornness, arrogance, gluttony. Alcoholism, gluttony is Deuteronomy 21. Proud and arrogant, stubborn, makes you a glutton and an alcoholic. Causes shame, humiliation. Oh, you rebellious children who make your own covering, go down to Egypt. That'll be your shame and your humiliation. And so, what we're going to do today is we're going to come against pride's children. We're going to come against those spirits, prides, and then we're going to come against the Amorite pride. Remember, what did Joshua do to the Amorite kings? Remember, he defeated them in battle, defeated the soldiers, and they all hid in the cave. And so they covered the cave, the entrance of the cave, with stones, and they went back and took them out and put their foot on their neck. So we're going to go after the children of pride, and then we're going to ask God to break the back of Leviathan, to break his back. We're going to ask God to put his hook in that animal's nose and break its back in the name of Jesus. Give us a victory over him. And then you have to stand against it because pride is deceitful. Remember this, if you won't sin, do sinful things, then pride will make you do good things. Make you tithe, and then you can brag about how much tithing. Make you give to missions, make you help out the needy and the orphan, and you get to brag about it. Make you accept a false spirit and prophesy in church so you can be the prophet. Make you do all kind of good things that God has not called you to do. You're supposed to tithe, and you're supposed to make offerings, but you're supposed to make them in secret. Because if you get out and brag about it, you've got your reward, pride. And he will cause And he will put that hook in your nose and bring you in the back door. And so you stand against pride. You lay down that. He said, you lay it down. Deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow me. Denying self. Because all soul is selfishness, self-centeredness, and pride. It's designed to magnify one person, you. Satisfy your selfish needs and to hold you up. And so we're going to come against pride. Amen? Okay. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Everybody stand up now a little bit. Let's praise God. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise and bless and glorify you, Lord God. Oh, God, just praise your name, Lord. We thank you and we praise you and we bless you, Lord. Oh, God, pull your spirit out on us today, Lord. We just thank you and we praise you, Lord God. Dear Lord, I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He was crucified on the cross, died for my sin, raised for my resurrection, raised for my justification, ascended to heaven, sits on the right hand of the Father, ever to make intercession for me. God is my Father. Jesus is my big brother. I am a child of the living God. Hallelujah. 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 I thank you, Lord Jesus. You have delivered me from the sins of my fathers. I repent of them now, Lord. And I break the curse. And I break the curse of my sins. I lay them before you. I ask you to cover them with the blood of Jesus. I confess, Lord, that I have been proud. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me for being proud, boastful, controlling, in the name of Jesus. Lord, touch me and set me free. I thank you, Lord. I break the curses over my life and my children's lives in the name of Jesus. For Jesus was made a curse for me that I might be delivered from the curse of the law. I thank you, Lord. Oh, God, forgive me for being in the occult, seeking power apart from you, knowledge or wisdom apart from you. I break the curse, and I ask forgiveness. God, forgive me for my sexual sin, for my lustful thoughts, my lustful actions. I ask forgiveness under the blood of Jesus. I break the curses. I break all evil soul ties. I release all foreign soul from me. And I call back my soul in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask forgiveness for dishonoring my parents, for gossiping about my parents, complaining about them. I confess it is sin. I ask forgiveness, and I ask you to break the curse in the name of Jesus. Lord, I confess that in the past I have made vows and tried to keep them in my own strength and have failed. Lord, I ask forgiveness. I counsel the curses from all these unfulfilled vows, all these broken vows. I place them under the blood of Jesus. I thank you for it, Lord. Lord, I confess that there are certain people I resent. I ask forgiveness. I ask forgiveness of judging them, wishing revenge on them. I ask you to bless them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Forgive me, Lord. Break the curse on me, Lord, in Jesus' name. Bless them, Lord. Bring them to salvation. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. I stand together now And I call upon you, Lord, to set me free from that thing that torments me, that binds me, that drives me, the pride that drives me, Lord. Set me free, Lord. Your word says, in Joel 2:32, anyone called on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Deliver me now, Lord. I cry out to you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Everybody sit down now. Put both feet on the floor. And we'll call out the names of the children of pride. And we're going to bind them. And I want you to take a deep breath and cough. Push this thing out of you. Just enter in now. I come against envy. I bind envy in the name of Jesus. Come out, envy. Envy, we bind you and we break your power and command you to come out now in the name of Jesus. Cough and push it out now. Come on, push. Tell it to come out in the name of Jesus. I come against a scornful spirit, spirit of being scornful and mocking. I bind it and I command it to come out now in the name of Jesus. Come on, push it out now. Push it out in the name of Jesus. Push that scorning spirit out, that mocking spirit. I come against the spirit of lofty looks in the name of Jesus. Lofty looks, I bind you. And I break your power and I command you to come out of God's people. Come out now in the name of Jesus. Cough and push it out. Push out lofty looks in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. All the bragging spirits and boasting spirits, I bind them in Jesus' name. I command them to come out. Come out. Boasting spirits, bragging spirits, come out. Come on out. Out, exaggerating spirits. I bind you, spirits of exaggeration, boasting, lying, elastic spirits. All you lying spirits, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out. Come out. All spirits of arrogance now. Arrogant spirits, vainglory spirits, arrogant spirits. I bind the spirit of vainglory, the spirits of arrogance. I bind you and I command you to come out. Come out now in the name of Jesus Christ. All of you, come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. All the arrogant, vainglory spirits, I bind you in Jesus' name. I command you to leave in Jesus' name. I come against the stiff-necked spirits, the stubborn spirits, the obstinate spirits. Come out. Come out. Stiff-necked. Come out. Stiff-necked, stubborn, obstinate, don't want to do. Come out. Rebellious spirits. Come out. All the proud, stiff-necked, stubborn spirits. Come out in the name of Jesus. I'm always right. Come out. I'm going to have my way in the name of Jesus. I bind you and I break your power. I come against the spirits of the gossip. Come out. The tail-bearer, the gossip. Come out. Tail-bearing spirits, gossiping spirits, scorning spirits. Come out. Scorning spirits. Come out. The spirit of the scorner. Come out. That won't receive correction. Come out. Spirit of deception. Deception spirits. Come out. Deceive spirits. Spirits of deception. I bind you. Push out those spirits of deception there. Come out. Come out. Spiritual deception. Come out. Jezebel. Come out. Deceiving Jezebel spirits. Come out in the name of Jesus. Deceiving Jezebel spirits. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Deceiving Jezebel spirits. Come out. Come out. Come out. Push them out. Cough. Push those things out now in the name of Jesus Christ. All the contention spirits, the gossiping spirits, spirits of contention, contention spirits. I'm proud. I'm going to have my way. I'm going to argue. I'm going to talk till I get my way. I'm going to talk loud. I'm going to get in your face, and I'm going to yell at you. Come out in the name of Jesus, all you spirits of contention, stubborn, contentious spirits. Come out. Come out. Stubborn, contentious spirits, witchcraft spirits, pecking spirits. Come out. Push them out now. Push out those. Come out. Out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. 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 Egotistical spirits. Spirits of the egotism. Come out. Egotistical spirits. Proud, swaggering, egotistical spirits. Come out. We bind you. We break your power. Push them out now. Push out that egotistical spirit in the name of Jesus. That Pharisee spirit. Pharisee. Come out. Pharisee. I'm better than they are. Come out in the name of Jesus. I'm holier than they are. Come out. Holier than thou. Come on out in the name of Jesus. Self-righteous spirits. All the proud, self-righteous, stubborn spirits. Come out. I know the answer. He's not going to teach me anything. Come out in the name of Jesus. He can't teach me. I know the answer. Come out. I know my Bible. I studied the Bible. I know it. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. All of you. Come out. Come out. In the name of Jesus, I break your power. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I break your power. In the name of Jesus, all vanity spirits, vain spirits, vanity spirits, come out. Self-pecking spirits, come out. Vain spirits, come out. Out. Proud, good-looking spirits, I'm good-looking. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Handsome spirits, come out. Peacock spirits, come out. All the peacock spirits, come out. Proud as a peacock, come out. Strutting spirits, come out. In the name of Jesus, strutting spirits, come out. Seducing spirits, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Push them out. Push out those seducing spirits now in the name of Jesus. Come out, seducing spirits. Come out in the name of Jesus. Arrogant spirits now. Arrogant. Spirits of arrogant, vainglory. Dictatorial, controlling, overbearing, domineering. Come out. Come out. All you dictatorial spirits, I will have my way. I want to do it my way. My way or no way. Come out. Come out. Come out. All the dictatorial spirits. Come out. All those witchcraft control spirits. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All the pecking spirits, overbearing spirits, self-assertive spirits, superior spirits, forward spirits. Come out. The forward mouth. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. Push them out now. Push out that forward mouth in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. Come out. Leviathan, where is your kingdom, Leviathan? You Amorite devils, all you Amorite devils, I bind you now. I pull you out of the cave. I send, the Lord said he would send his angel before you, and he would drive out the Amorites, and he would put his foot on your neck. Now, Amorite spirits, I send the angel of the Lord. He's going to break your back, Leviathan. We pull down your kingdom. Now we break your power. And we pull out the Amorite spirits. Come on out of there, you Amorite devils. Come on, push them out, people. Come out of there, you Amorites. In the name of Jesus, all the Amorites, come out. In the name of Jesus. Out! 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 All the bitter spirits. Now all the root of bitterness, come out. We pull out the bitter spirits, those bitter, bitter spirits that have a bitter taste in their mouth. Come out. Out. Bitter. Bitter. Come out, all you bitter spirits. We break it. We break the power of it in the name of Jesus. We speak healing in Jesus' name. Speak healing in Jesus' name. Healing now in the name of Jesus. Come out. I bind and I break its power in Jesus' name. I speak healing to God's people. Healing. Lord, let your spirit come down. Lord, I thank you, Lord God. I speak the healing grace of our Lord Jesus Christ now. I speak the healing grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let your healing grace come down now, Lord. Touch your people, Lord. Oh, God, send the angel of the Lord now. You said that you would send the angels. Angels would compass around those that fear you, Lord. Send the angel of the Lord now, Lord. Send your angels, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Let the shalom of God settle now, Lord. Lord, I just speak now. I speak to the bitterness. I speak to the bitter spirits that have altered the immune system of the body. And I speak to all allergies now. That have come in from bitterness, from pride and arrogance and bitterness. And I break the power of all allergies in the name of Jesus. Allergies, I speak to you. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. All arthritis, I speak to you. Arthritis, come out. All arthritis, I speak to you. I say, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All fibroalgia, come out. Come on out. Come out. Come out. In the name of Jesus. All serpentine devils in the name of Jesus causes muscle pain. Come out. Muscle spasm. All you serpentine devils, come out. Come out. You can't hold these people in bondage anymore. We bind the spirit of bondage. We isolate him from all other spirits. In the name of Jesus, we break his power in Jesus' name, and we speak healing to him. Healing to God's people. Healing now in the name of Jesus. Pour out your Spirit, Lord. Pour out your Spirit. We thank you, Lord. We break the power of rebellion now in the name of Jesus. Break the power of gluttony and drug addicts in the name of Jesus. Break the power of gluttony. Come out of there, gluttony. Bind that power of gluttony in the name of Jesus. Come out, gluttony. Come out. Come out, gluttony. Come out, nicotine, alcohol, dope addicts. Come out. Come out. Addictions, come out. 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 Diabetes, come out. Out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. God, they don't want you in their lives. We bind you and we break your power in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Shame. Shame. Come out. All the shame that came in, I break its power. Come out, diabetes. Come out. Come out. Speak healing. 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 Come out. Don't you tear him anymore. You turn him loose. Come out of there, diabetes and high blood pressure. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out. We break the power and bondage to pride now. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All of you. Come on, folks. Push these things out. Push them out. Push those infirmity spirits out of you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. It's like having a baby. You gotta push it out. Come on out. Out. He says they will expel demons. Expel them. Push them out. Expel them. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Go. You can't rob them of that ministry anymore. You can't rob them. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, all of you. Go. Come against witchcraft now. Witchcraft headaches. Migraine. In the name of Jesus, we break your power. Go. Go. Go in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Let your peace come down now, Lord God. Let your peace come down now. Everybody hold up their hands now and let the peace come down.
Shalom.
The shalom of God.
Your shalom, Lord. Shalom. Health. Wholeness. Prosperity. Serenity.
Oh, God. The peace of God that passeth on. The shalom of God. Just touch them now, Lord God.
Touch them, Lord. Guard their hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. You guard them, Lord.
That's right.
Guard them, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Whatever things are good, whatever things are noble, whatever things are pure, whatever things are of good report, think on these things.
And the peace of God will remain with you.
Praise your Lord. Guard your mind.
And all God's folks said,
amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.